We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid. We're up to Siv Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing today. Im Ein Lo Yayin. Very interesting. In the olden days, people drank wine, pretty much. That was it. There were not many other drinks available. So the Mechaber says, Im Ein Lo Yayin. What happens if you have no wine? V'shosem Mayim Oshar Mashkin. And instead of wine, you're drinking something else. The assumption is that any beverage that you have during the meal is being drunk only because you don't have wine. So what's the halacha? Ein levarach aleihem. We do not make a bracha on them during the meal. Unlike wine, which is choshev and is koveya bracha b'fnei atzmo, gets its own bracha even during a suda. Shar mashkin, all other beverages, you would not have to make a bracha during the meal. The chashivi kiboy machmas asuda. They are considered as being drunk because of the meal. Why is that? Lefi she'ein derech lecho belosh siya. Since we do not eat without drinking, so it's considered a tzora chasuda. Va'af yayin lo hayotzara bracha lofonav elabit meishu chashiv kaveh bracha la'atzmo. In theory, even wine would not have needed another bracha because it's part of the meal. It's just that because of its chashivis, it gets its own bracha. Aval mayim o shar mashkin lo chashivi ve'enam tunim bracha, whereas other beverages do not need a bracha because they're not chashiv. Va'afilu im hayotzah meikodem asuda. So now we have a question. You were thirsty before the meal. The reason you're drinking during the meal is to quench your thirst. So would we call this machmas asuda as well? The suda is not what caused me to drink. I'm drinking because I was thirsty even before I started eating. Kevan shelo rotzo lishtos oz kedei shelo yazikolo. Since people do not like the idea of drinking on an empty stomach because it interferes with digestion of the food later, so they wait until they start eating. Since you waited till you started to eat, that meant that it's also a tzar of suda. I needed to eat in order to drink. So therefore, my drinking is part of my eating. Kadesh lo yaziko lo hamayim, nimtzak ishtzias hamayim besibas hapasi, upas potrasam. So the first opinion holds that it is always covered by the bracha of the bread, even though one could have said it's not called machmas asuda. All beverages during the meal are called machmas asuda. The yesh omrim, some hold that it is not called machmas asuda. Levorech al hamayim shebesuda, they hold that you are required to make a bracha on a drink during the meal because it's coming to quench your thirst, which is something totally different. The yesh machmirim od, levorech aleihem b'chol pam. Some hold that every time you take another glass of a beverage, you'll have to make another bracha. D'mstoma nimlachu b'chol pam. Because each time it's nimlach, you don't really expect to drink more. During the meal, you get thirsty, you drink. You get thirsty again, you drink again. Each one requires its own bracha. V'arotza listalek min asafik, says the Mechaber. How do we get around the safik? Yeshev kodem netila b'makam sudaso. He should go sit down before he washes netila sudaim where he's about to eat. The yavarech al das lishtos besok sudaso. Take a drink, make a shakol, and have that cover all the drinks that you're going to have during the meal. So this is the Mechaber Shita that we have a machlokus whether or not a drink during the meal is covered by the motzi. To avoid all problems, have a drink before the meal, make a bracha, and let that cover all the drinks in the meal. Hagov aminik esvara rishona, says the Ramah. The minig is like the first svara, meaning that we consider everything machmas asuda. Now, first of all, in the Mechaber Shita, what you would have to do is drink pachas mikashir before the meal so that you're not stuck with a suffix of bracha achrona. If you did have a whole cup, so what you should do is make sure that in your benching you have kavana that it should cover the drink also. With regard to our minig, so we are makel like the first day that everything is called machmas asuda. In the Bir Halachi he says that even according to us, if you have wine during the meal, that's ideal. This way that you have a bar priagofen, and since bar priagofen covers all other drinks, so you should have wine, drink a malol lugmav, say a bar priagofen, and have kavana to cover all of the drinks that you're going to have during the meal. That's if you're having that. So, for example, this shaila does not come up if you're having kiddush just before the meal. Say Friday night, you make kiddush, then you wash. All the drinks during the meal are covered by the bar pri agafen of kiddush. Let's say you didn't have wine before the meal. So what are we saying? That we're paskening that all of the drinks during the meal are called machmas asuda, and we don't make a bracha on them. The Magen Avraham, with regard to liquor, with regard to whiskey, so it's clear that no one drinks that to quench his thirst. Would we call that machmas asuda? You don't drink that because the food made you thirsty. You drink that often for social reasons. So the Mishnah Berurah says that really we should be making a bracha on it, but the Magen Avraham is cholik. The Magen Avraham considers it machmas asuda. Really, because it's a machlokus, we should have been machmer like the machaber and have a drink before the meal to cover the whiskey. Nevertheless, the minhag is not like that, and the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh al mi lismoch. What happens if you're drinking whiskey when you finish eating at the end of the meal, and there it's certainly social, everyone would agree that you have to make a bracha on it. Unless, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not social. If the reason for the reason that you're having whiskey at the end of the meal is because you have grease left all over your mouth and you'd like to wash it down with some alcohol. But otherwise, if you're having it at the end of the meal, either for social reasons or for taste, you just like the taste of it, but it clearly is not part of the meal, the Mishnah Berurah says that you would have to make a bracha on it. Now, what happens if at the end of the meal someone has coffee? What's the din there? At the end of the meal, you have a coffee, you have a tea. What's it for? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chayadam who claims that the reason why people drink tea or coffee at the end of a meal is because it helps digestion. And that in halacha is not called machmas asuda. Machmas asuda is that which you eat to fill you or to whet your appetite so that you're going to want to eat more. But helping digestion is not called machmas asuda. As a result of it, according to him, you have to make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah says that the right thing to do is if you're going to have coffee after you finish eating, what you should do is make a bracha of a shakol on a piece of sugar, because it really is a question of whether or not this coffee is machmas asuda.